absolutely nothing is wrong. That's it. Absolutely nothing is wrong. And I mean it as I'm saying it. The way I'm saying it. I'm not meaning it differently than how I'm saying it. Absolutely nothing is wrong. Any idea, any feeling, any sensation, any complaint that arises in any of us, the text of which is how something is wrong, is our ignorance, our illusion, our misunderstanding. Because the simple factual truth, the fact of the matter is, absolutely nothing is wrong. In the middle of the worst catastrophes, absolutely nothing is wrong. It doesn't matter what the circumstances are. The problem is this is viewed, this kind of statement is viewed by the mind, by the way most of us have been taught to think, as having to do with the situation, having to do with the circumstances that are going on. The statement, absolutely nothing is wrong, is irrespective of circumstances. The circumstances can be good, can be bad, can be pleasant, can be unpleasant, can be painful, can be pleasurable. Nevertheless, absolutely nothing is wrong. The idea that something is wrong is your interpretation, is your evaluation. And existence, truly, for real, could care less about your evaluation. Existence is what it is and does what it does, irrespective of your evaluation or experience of it. And I'm not making the statement as some profound statement of positive thinking. It doesn't mean, if things are terrible, convince yourself, put a veneer over it, and convince yourself absolutely nothing is wrong. That doesn't work. Deep down, you know something is wrong. Deep down, you still live in your evaluation. So don't adopt it as a philosophy of life. That's not what I'm trying to do, give you a philosophy. I'm trying to tell you what I know for sure, what I know absolutely and uncategorically. And I know uncategorically that absolutely nothing is wrong.
When I really let that come inside of me, that really sets me off. It kind of pisses me off and I want to argue. But I guess the comment I want to make is basically that things are meant to unfold the way they're unfolding, with or without my participation or unconscious participation with it.
It's more elemental than that.
More elemental?
It's more elemental.
Could you expand on that more?
You don't have a choice about participating or not participating, because here you are. You didn't get a vote on whether you were going to be born and on which planet, in which universe, and in what reality, and all that. Here you are. So it's more elemental than it's meant to unfold. It just is. And you, here's the key part of all that, you are essential to it, no more or less than anyone or anything else. You are a part of existence, the same as everything else.